The United States announced the decision Friday, saying it is effective immediately. For many Cubans, the decision means righting a long-time injustice.
We have always fought for peace, for solidarity. It was an injustice to put us on this list. Now there is justice.
Cuba has always been affected by terrorism, not to sponsor, not to put bombs anywhere. Therefore, it does not deserve to be on the list.
Luckily, they realized, they opened their eyes, that we are not bad.
Cuba was placed on the list in 1982 for aiding rebel movements in Africa and Latin America. But Havana long ago said it had ceased supporting foreign insurgencies. Cuban President Raul Castro made the removal a key condition for restoring diplomatic relations with Washington. Some U.S. lawmakers oppose rapprochement with the communist country.
It is a victory for the oppressive Cuban government, but a serious setback for the repressed Cuban people.
But after several meetings with U.S. officials, Cuba's government in March allowed the launch of the island's first known free public internet service at a Havana cultural center.
Hopefully, the cost of communications in Cuba will go down thanks to these new doors opening, and that will permit this country to do many more things.
The ease of travel restrictions has enabled reunions of family members separated for many years, and it has enabled this American artist to participate in an international art festival in Havana. Duke Riley's creation consisted of releasing 500 pigeons with lights strapped to their feet. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.